Tattva Darshan, June 2010. Don't give bad news. They say bad news travels fast. They often say read the newspaper, newspaper, what's the news? But it's mostly bad news. So Prabhupada explains, he quotes Niti Shastra. He says that according to Niti Shastra, civic laws, one should not speak an unpalatable truth to cause distress to others. Distress comes upon us in its own way by the laws of nature, so no one should aggravate distress by propaganda. We tend to enjoy gossip, especially if it includes news of someone else's difficulties. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur comments, para dukkha sukha karo, which means others' misery is a great source of delight for me, is one bhajan, Sharanagati. If one refuses to propagate bad news, will others learn about that bad news anyway? Yes, by some miracle they certainly will. One does not need to disseminate bad news. It will be disseminated on its own. It's also said elsewhere in Puranas, and if one gives bad news, then it decreases his lifespan. So to spread rumors or to give bad news, unless it's absolutely essentially necessary, to warn someone, protect someone, or save someone's situation. But otherwise, we should not give bad news. We should always speak good news. So the newspapers are actually bad newspapers, papers full of bad news. But the Bhagavatam, page after page of the Bhagavatam is a book of good news, the good news book. We should deliver, every day we should receive a delivery. Every day we should receive a delivery on the doorsteps of our ears in the form of reading the good news of the Bhagavatam. This is really good news, to learn about Krishna and his devotees and hear about their wonderful exploits and pastimes, and receive and understand and put into practice the various teachings within the Bhagavatam. This is indeed the good news. It is super good news. It is the best news. Best news Bhagavatam. Best news Bhagavatam. And as they say in America, if you can't say anything good about someone, then don't say anything at all. Well, this phrase or idea or concept can be applied here, that if we can't speak the good news about Krishna and his devotees, then we should simply chant Hare Krishna Japa. Keep quiet. Otherwise, the whole world is full of bad news. The whole ethers are saturated. The ethers are saturated with prajalpa and faithlessness and so much negativity and destruction and insult and injury vibrating in all directions of this modern Kali-infested world. So why should we be purveyors of bad news? Bad news miraculously travels with its own wings faster than a jet plane, faster than a speeding bullet. This is bad news, travels faster than light. But good news is what we need to see through the dark night. So let us always speak the good news of the Bhagavatam and deliver this newspaper, the Bhagavatam news, to the ears of the doorstep of everyone's ears that we meet. Yare deke tare kaha Krishna upadesh amara agaya guru hanatare desh. Wherever we go, whomever we meet, we should tell them about Krishna. Krishna upadesh in Bhagavad Gita, Sri Bhagavan Uvacha, and Krishna's Upadesha Bhagavatam, and Krishna's Leela, Uddhava Gita, teachings of Krishna in 11th canto, and all his wonderful teachings in the Bhagavatam, and wonderful pastimes. This is the most tasty and relishable rasik tattva, tasty truth, rasik tattva. This is very palatable, very nutritious, pleasing, satisfying, and delicious to hear Harikatha and topics about Krishna and his devotees. So we should follow the niti shastra of Chanakya, Pandit, and not speak any unpalatable truth to cause distress to others. We should impress others. We should not distress others with bad news. We should impress others with good news of Krishna.